Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is my daughter, Kelly, and my son, John. And this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. If you have any kind of a report that'll help you live by faith, we want to hear about it, such as this one, Kelly D.
Well, I'm so blessed.
Oh, and you're the partner girl, right?
I am. That's your title for me, is partner girl or partner relations manager. But I get to talk to partners, and it's really, when we go to meetings, I get to meet and talk to y'all. I just love it. So come to our meetings so I can talk to you. Anyway, but we have a partner named Chester, and he sent me this testimony. He said, in October of 2022, I sowed $5,000 into the KCM studio production expansion. That's where we do all the Believer's Voice of Victory programming, believing for a restaurant business location in Hayes, Kansas. Within less than 30 days, we had a building secured. We had been looking for many months with no success. In March of 23, we opened the restaurant, and by October 23, less than a year of his seed, we were able to pay cash for the building debt-free. We sold $5,000 in October. In October 23, we paid $525,000 cash for the building. No,
let me in on this deal.
It's a great deal. But I've talked to them, sat with them, and they just, you know, they say, I've just learned how to live like this, listening to y'all, listen to Believer's Voice of Victory. And it's, Dad, they, I always say, you know, people who are our partners, it's not just, they didn't just partner with money. They partnered with God's word that you, they believed it. Yeah. They acted on it. And the result is clear.
I was in Hereford, Texas, and I was there by myself. You and Gloria were at home. I don't remember now why, but anyway, I was there alone. I got down, I'm right at the foot of the bed, and I laid out my outlines. I said, Lord, where should I start? I mean, this is just the way I visit with him, you know. But I look to here for the answer, not here. So, is there victory in salvation? I said, yes. Is there victory in baptism of the Holy Ghost? Absolutely. Is there victory in healing? I said, yes. He said, every believer has a voice, and it is a voice of victory. This was back before any magazine, this TV. Well, TV was way out in the future. This was one of the first meetings in this ministry we had. We had two meetings in abandoned drug stores. One was in Wichita Falls, Texas. That was the other. And the one was in Hereford, Texas, up in the Panhandle. And it is amazing to me, after all that's been said and all that's been read and all that's been done, how little Christian people know, or have faith in tithing. A whole lot of it, of course, is the way you're raised at home. I was, as we know, I was raised with a man that, well, tithing was right up front with him. And he said, my dad always told me to get up very early. And he said, now, if you're out of a job, get up early, be led, and go there. So, now, some of you that don't know, a cotton gin is not where they make gin whiskey. No, you take cotton that's picked out in the field. I don't know why they call it a gin. It's just always did. And it goes through there, and the cotton is cleaned, and all the burrs and everything are taken out of it. It's a huge industry. It still is. Of course, now they do it with much better machines than they did back in the 30s during the Depression. And he said, I got up very early, and I was standing there. And he said, the foreman stand up and said, what are you doing here? He said, I came to go to work for you. He didn't say, you got any jobs? No. My dad's a faith man. His dad was a faith man. I came to go to work for you. Can you keep books? Yes. So I said, Dad, have you ever kept books before? He said, Kenneth, I knew I could go through the ledger and see and make sure this is not the reason why this man doesn't have the job anymore. Because if his figures were off, but he said, as you know, I'm pretty good at math. I said, yeah, you are. He said, I just followed his example. But then he said, in my first opportunity, I went to Drones Business College and learned the proper way to keep a book and keep the ledgers on my own. Now, and he's a tithing man. So is his dad. Now listen to this. And hang on, let me get over here. What if I don't have faith to tithe? So then, faith, Romans 10, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, it'll come when you're reading the Word out loud yourself. Faith will come. Faith is coming right now, whether you realize it or not, if you have any reverence for the Scripture at all. Now, listen to this. Faith comes by hearing and hearing, but I wanted to read it out of the Bible, so it's in the little book. Jesus taught that the faith the size of a mustard seed will grow to produce great things if planted. Even if your faith seems small, God will take up the challenge. There was a book written in the 1940s about a farmer named Perry Hayden, and that is Raymond Jeffries, anyway, who accepted the challenge. After hearing his pastor preach on Malachi 3:10, he decided to tithe and record the results and see just how much blessing tithing would produce. He started by sowing 1 cubic inch of wheat, 360 kernels, on his farm. And committing to the Lord for the next 6 years, he would tithe 10% of the harvest and sow the remainder of the following season. The first year, he planted 360 kernels in a 4x4 plot. In the second year, tithing 10% of the harvest, he had to expand the plot to 24 by 60 feet to have room enough to plant the number of seed. The third year after tithing the 10%, he had to expand the plot to 3/4 of an acre. The fourth year, he took the 14 acres to accommodate the seed. The fifth year, it took 230 acres. Year six, he needed a plot of 2,600 acres to have room enough to plant the 5,000 bushels of seed that he had to sow. 5,000 bushels of... I say his farm was working.
2,600 acres he needed.
Yes. In 6 years, the original 360 kernels multiplied to become 55 billion, and Perry Hayden had made $288,000. That was a lot of money in 1940. The war hadn't started yet. I was born in 1936. The Depression was still on.
You know, Dad, I've heard people say, well, when it says the sower sows the word, that wasn't talking about money. But the Bible says that the kingdom of heaven is as a man sows a seed. So if you want to just break it down to that, as a man sows a seed, that's the harvest you get. Yeah. That's a rule and a law.
If you expect it.
Yeah.
Now, he was proving something. Why? That's what Malachi said. Prove me in this, saith the Lord. So he proved it. But you have to do it by faith and with the joy of the Lord and a smile on your face. I was working with my grandfather, and it was hot. But he's preparing the land out there in that heat. He's getting it ready. That's when the hot part comes. That's when the hard part comes, because harvest, he has harvest on his mind. So he's out there in the heat, and he's just dragging that. There are different kinds of hoes where one of them is like that you cut weeds in the garden. But out there in the field, it's larger than that, and it has a blade on it about that far. It's not a sickle. It's just a long handle. And you just swing that thing and cut up the briars and the sticker goat heads and stuff. And he's just swinging that thing. Well, there was an Hispanic man there, and I was with him. And he turned and looked at me and said, "When does that old man fall down?" I said, "He never falls down." And so I asked him, I said, "Papa, how come you lapped us?" He said, "Well, Kenneth, you have to set your jaw." "Set my jaw?" He said, "You have to be determined. You have to mean it." And now he just kept on talking. He said, "Well, Kenneth, you're not going to have a crop if you don't get out there and get the trash out of it." "Oh, you better set your spiritual jaw and get the trash out of here and forget all of the mess you ever heard about it and get in it with your whole heart with a full expecting to deal wisely in the affairs of life." Praise God. Because tithing is the wise thing to have the God of the universe to be your financial partner.
What would you say to somebody that maybe they used to tithe, they quit, or they've never tithed? I know I've had times where, for some reason or another, I had missed tithes or whatever, but didn't really have the ability to go back and make it up. Wouldn't you say just start, like, right where you're at?
Well, of course, you go to 1 John. I mean, you go to 1 John and repent of it. Mm. And say, "Lord, I knew better than that. I repent of that. And I receive my forgiveness. And so we're not going to talk about it anymore, except I want to thank you." Now, and I'm a tither now. And if you'll help me and reveal it to me, I'll make it up to you. And you'll show me places that I can meet someone's need.
Yeah, that's good.
And offerings are not just through church. You see someone that meets a need, or someone that's never had anything before much, and their eyes get big, and I was in Beaumont, and the Lord said, "This is going to be the best financial year you've ever had," but it looked like the worst because nobody was coming except Dad Sutton, his wife, and two women. Anyway, he just took all the change and put it in a sack, and of course the checks and things. So we got in. Well, I'd driven that old car in Beaumont. I was tired. She said, "Come on." She went to Cox's Department Store.
Who, Mother?
Yes. Take a change.
Oh, the bag of money.
That bag of money. And she and I, a red patent purse and some red spike heels. And they said, "We broke you." She said, "There's more where that came from." Well, I realized how important purses are to women, particularly the LV purses.
She likes those.
She likes those. And of course, Jerry Savelle had a Louis Vuitton cover for his phone. So what do you do? I checked out and I found out that someone very, very close, in fact, Yvonne and Abigail Bonda, both of them, he's my trainer, and both of them prepare food and so forth. And so I wanted to know if she ever had one. "No." Well, I said, "Well, you do now."
Aww.
Why?
That's just generosity.
Well, and she wanted
it.
She didn't need it. Yeah. But Gloria didn't need that red purse. She already had a purse. That was a birthday present. And then others that need, just desperately need things. Well, take, when you're a tither, you meet the need of the poor.
What an honor to be the hand of the Lord. To be the hand of the Lord, to bring someone, turn someone's heart towards Him. That's what 2 Corinthians 9 talks about. You've caused a heart of generosity. Your generosity has called thanksgiving to go up to God. what an honor to be his hand, to be, you know, one time I asked you, because I was younger, a lot younger, and you taught us he's the Lord of the tithe, so he tells you what to do with it. And one day I was, we'd sold a house, and I was sowing some money, and I felt like I should give it to this widow. And I'd seen it in the scripture that it talks about your tithe, the storehouse, because the storehouse would feed the orphans and widows.
Orphans and widows.
And I said, Dad, can I do that? Because I feel like that's what the Lord's telling me. And you said, well, he's the Lord of it. And so if he feeds the orphans and the widows and he leads you in that, what an honor to be his hand. If you're putting into the storehouse, then you're making it available for him to do whatever needs to happen.
The scripture on that's 54th chapter of Isaiah. And Jesus said the Apostle Paul said the same thing in light of that.
And I think the Lord knows that he can go beyond the 10% with you, and he can show you a need or a desire. Somebody just asked for something. I just love it. I love that generous life, Dad, that you've taught us to lead.
We were on vacation, and Jerry Savelle and Jesse Duplantis and me, we walked past a restaurant, and it wasn't noontime, but it was open. And we're just walking along the sidewalk, and I heard the Lord say, go in there and give that man $100. What if I hadn't had $100? What about the Samaritan? The Jews wouldn't have anything to do with the Samaritan. That's where Franklin Graham got the Samaritan's purse. Because he said, you take care of this man, and if I owe you more, I will pay when I return. This man had been beat and robbed. He met his need, but he had to have money enough to do it. Anyway, I just turned and went in there. They didn't know what I was doing. I just walked in there, and I had my money clip in my pocket. I said, sir, I heard the Lord say to give you $100. And I gave it to him. And Jerry said, not without me, you don't. And Jesse said, not without me, you don't. And you can see he began to tear up. He had the need. I expect he was thinking about it at that time. And the answer to it just walked past the door. Over and over. I can't tell you how much. That was an offering. No, it was a gift. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no toiling with it. That's in the book of Proverbs.
And he's unwilling to do without a cheerful and prompt quick to respond giver. There's so much in that.
Give. Well, let's close this on Mark 10. Oh, Copeland promises his donors a hundredfold. No, I never have. No, I never have done that. I never have said that. The 10th chapter of the book of Mark. When he was gone forth in the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why do you call me good? There's none good but one, and that's God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not fraud or bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. That's not 10. Did you notice that? Mm-hmm. That's not all 10 of them. And he answered and said unto him, master, all these I have observed from my youth. Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, one thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatsoever you have, and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. Come, take up the cross and follow me. He offered him apostleship right then. He was sad at that saying. He went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Jesus looked around about to his disciples, how hard it is they that have riches into the kingdom of God. The disciples were astonished at his word. They were not poor. He answered again and said, children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. Easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man that trusts in his riches to enter the kingdom of God. They were astonished out of measure, saying unto themselves, how can anyone be saved? He looked upon, with men it's impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Peter began to say unto him, lo, Lord, we've left all and followed you. Jesus answered and said, there is no man that hath left house, brethren, sisters, father, mother, wife, children, lands, for my sake and the gospel, but he shall receive 100-fold. Now, in this time, houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children, lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life. Well, of course, the devil's after the money. Any preacher that has money, or any Christian that has money enough to meet all of their needs, and then they begin to sow and give, well, he's going to talk ugly about you and everything else. I've had ugly books written about me about it. I had sense enough not to read them because I preach the prosperity of God. You just preach about money all the time. Spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. It covers the prosperity, covers that.
There's a really, this jumped out at me in my Bible. This is the Passion. You know, there is an anointed title in this Bible. You know how they put these little titles above the chapter? The Revolutionary Values of the Kingdom. It's revolutionary to live like this.
Yes, it is.
It'll change everything.
And the American Revolution, there was a war.
Yeah.
And we're out of time. We'll be back in just a few moments. So give the Lord a praise.
There is one decision that could open the floodgates of God's blessing in your life. In The Joy and Power of the Tithing Covenant, Kenneth Copeland takes you deep into the Word to reveal the true purpose of tithing. Not as a ritual, but as a powerful covenant connection to God Himself. Study how tithing is throughout the Bible and has always been part of God's blessing plan. Learn the biblical promises to the tither and how honoring God with your first and best invites His supernatural provision into every area of your life. Tithing is more than giving. It's trusting. It's stepping into God's economy where His promises never fail. And it positions you to walk in the blessing of the Lord where sorrow has no place. God is the best financial partner you'll ever have. When you follow God's way of doing things, you step into a life of joy, provision, and unstoppable increase. Get your free book, The Joy and Power of the Tithing Covenant by Kenneth Copeland on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Tithing brings God's increase into your life, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. It is your covenant connection to the blessing of the Lord. This special offer is good for 60 days outside the U.S. Shipping charges may apply.
Something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
If you are in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise? You ought to be loosed from that infirmity, bless God.
Join us for the New Jersey Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Keith Butler, June 26th through the 28th. Register at kcm.org/NJ today.
As most of you know, Friday's always offering day on the BVOV. And now here is the scripture reference upon which it is based. In the book of Galatians, it reads, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray together for this marvelous week, and we pray over the offerings of our partners. We pray over the offerings of the givers and those that maybe this is the very first time they've been seen this on television. And we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. So we'll see you next week. Until then, this is Kenneth, Kelly, and John reminding you that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is
Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for the harvest on the seed you have sown. To give by text, you can text the letters KCM to 36609. Together, we are sending the word of faith to people around the world.